live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the third here at the Cold Spring Baseball Park. It'll be 2-3-4 for the Rockies. David Jonas, Austin Duffner, Alex Geislinger as the Rockies fighting back with two runs of their own, matching the Royals' two runs in the first inning. So we move to the bottom of the third inning. Scoreboard reads two runs, four hits, one error, and two left for Richmond. Cold Spring, two runs on two hits. Played airless ball, and they've left two thus far.
Coming up tomorrow here at Cold Spring Baseball Park at noon, we'll have St. Martin and Spring Hill. 2:30, it's Farming and Luxembourg. At 5 o'clock, New Minnick and Meyer Grove. Then we will have a 7:30 game tomorrow night. That's the winner of St. Martin, Spring Hill, and Luxembourg Farming.
Well, Mr. Radar, what are you thinking for tomorrow? Still liking four games happening?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Jonas steps in as Claire, his second time delivering to David. First pitch, missing high for a ball. We talked last inning in the bottom of the second, Randy, about all those, you know, not exactly barrels that the Rockies hit. And then you think of this guy right here who got out, and he hit the ball about 365 feet.
Exactly.
1-0 offering. That's on the corner for a strike to Jonas. David flew out to deep center field. Dalton Thielen went back and made a nice catch, getting back on the ball back in the first inning. As Claire gets the sign from Schmitz, the lefty's 1-1 off-speed missing high. It's Logan Elshire at third base playing behind the bag for Richmond at shortstop, his big brother Chase. Second base, Kyle Buddy. First base, Dusty Adams. 2-1 our count right now on David Jonas. Behind the scene manager for Cold Spring, Tom Ficker does the field managing. Jonas does the on-the-field managing, or as the pitch coming in, and Thielen dives. He catches the ball, they say, on the transfer, as the plate umpire saying catch. Dalton dives, catches the ball. Tom Ficker's going to have an argument because, Randy, I looked out to center, and the ball was laying next to Dalton.
Absolutely. From up here, now, did it pop out of his glove and he caught it in the air again?
I don't see how that possibly could have happened with the ball laying next to him. But if Tom Swanson's saying that he was on the ground long enough,
yeah,
that the ball popped out on a transfer, it's got to be the only way.
Wow. Jonas robbed of a hit.
So one out as Duffner with a big boy hack fouls this one away.
Jonas is going to have some words with Dalton Thielen after the ball game tonight. He's taken a couple hits away from him.
One for sure, and allegedly he took another one away. Royals catch a break. This broadcaster's opinion. One strike on Duffner. The one strike offering, that's missing high. Now 1-1. Austin striking out on three pitches his first time up back in the first. Get that three-pitch strikeout, Randy. You think that had anything to do with that big swing he had on 0-0?
You kind of wonder. You got it.
Claire right back. Brady's 1-1. That pitch is tapped softly on the ground towards short. Elshire fields, throws across the diamond low. Adams unable to pick it out. And safe at first base is Duffner on an error by the Royals shortstop. Chase Elshire, second error on the evening for Richmond. Kind of a funky hop off the mound right there, Randy. It looked initially like it was going to kind of take Chase more to his right. Off the mound, though, it kind of brought him back towards up the middle. But regardless, Chase had plenty of time to make that play.
He did. And throw just hit the dirt, and Dusty couldn't come up with it over at first.
There was an error for Richmond in the second inning that led to some advancement for the Rockies as the first offering to Alex Geislinger. Alex comes up empty on a swing and a miss. Claire made an error on a double play ball.
There was a period here in the month of June and July when Alex Geislinger was just on a torrid streak. He was hitting the ball out of the park, doubles. The guy can hit.
1-1 pitch missing down and away. Or one strike pitch, excuse me, missing down and away. Well, Alex and Tyler's dad, Todd, wasn't afraid to run into a barrel every now and then. Heard that name a time or 1,000 on the Dick Putz report for Watkins back in the day. Brady looks at Duffner at first. His 1-1 offering to Geislinger. Just missing above the belt right there. Moves our count to 2-1.
Speaking of that Watkins team, they're leading Clearwater in Region 11C. Top of the sixth inning, 3-0 Clippers.
2-1 the count. As Claire gets the sign from Schmitz, the lefty set. Couple looks over at Duffner. That pitch missing up and in. Now 3-1 again. And Randy, here we go with that a little hint of adversity. All of a sudden, the strikes start to fade away a little bit from Brady Clair.
You bet. Brady just has to find that consistency, be around the plate a little bit more.
He's a pitch away as the going with the pitch was Duffner, and taking the pitch for a ball was Alex Geislinger. So now the go-ahead run moves into scoring position for Cold Spring. And for Brady, that is his second walk of the evening. That'll bring Jordan New to the plate.
Nothing as far as activity down in the Royal bullpen, although Blaine Ottman is getting up and talking with DJ Schleicher a little bit. But, Kirby, you almost wonder if the Royals' pitching change, if they would make one, would come from internally, one of the players on the field.
Yeah, I assume you're looking towards center field, yeah,
exactly.
Maybe third base, as Thielen or Elshire potentially could come in. It's the first offering to Jordan New. That's right down Main Street, or Red River, if you will, in this town, as it's in there for a strike. Some texts, Randy. We get Royal pitcher Eli Emerson listening tonight. He took a picture. Look at that. He's at his Northwoods League game for the Waterloo Bucks. He's
got us
on in the bullpen, apparently. Hope Eli doesn't have to get hot anytime soon. As Claire's one-strike pitch to New, as Jordan may be moving his hands a little bit for a bunt, then pulling back and taking for a ball. Also a text from Ethan Vogt. He says, I'm in the consensus from the New Munich dugout. We want Don back. Well, guys, tough. As one and one the count.
Hermie Schlaper is picking us up down I-94, coming out of North Dakota. He's over by Rotsay, down 94, and he says, please speak up as the signal's getting a little tougher.
Claire's 1-1 pitch pops out of the mitt of Cole Schmitz, and that's going to allow Duffner and Geislinger to move up a bag apiece, as it wasn't in the dirt. It wasn't low or anything like that.
Pass ball.
Just a pass ball right there. So Duffner's at third, Geislinger's at second, and we'll have to watch the Royals infield here. Buddy and Elshire stay back with just one out. At third, Elshire's even with the bag. But up the middle, conceding a run right now, it looks like. Adams is even with the bag at first with the left-handed New hitting. So Claire in some hot water right here in the third inning. As his 2-1 pitch to New is tapped right back to Brady. He looks at Duffner at third and easily flips it over to Adams, and a big out right there for Brady Clair. That's a hard hit ball, Randy. If that gets past Brady, it's obviously a run, and maybe they're unable to get it out.
Maybe two, exactly. But Brady Clair helping himself out, throwing something across the plate that Jordan New can hit. And Jordan hit it right back to him on the mound, and Brady helps his own cause there. Looks that runner back at third a little bit, and then goes to first.
Those are the ones where you look at third and you're hoping they're going.
Exactly.
To go get that easy
exactly.
One. So the runners stay put at second and third. The Royal infield decompresses a bit as they get back to normal depth, and the batter will be Kelvin Kaltoff. He hit that ball back to Brady last inning in the second that Clair threw past Chase Elshire, or enough to get Chase off the bag at second on a double play ball. First pitch missing for a ball to Kelvin, who ended up coming around to score on the Brock Humbert RBI single later in that second inning. We're at 2-2 right now. Runners at second and third. Two down, bottom three. It's Cold Spring and Richmond in the opening kick of the can for the Region 15 seed tournament, as the 1-0 pitch that's fouled away by Kaltoff moves our count to 1-1.
Boy, that makes that presumed catch by Dalton Thielen in center field to lead off the inning look huge, doesn't it, Kirby?
Those always seem to come back, don't they?
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's never just two more quick outs after that. It's always always something. 1-1 the count to Kaltoff, right-handed hitting. Should he reach, Nick Skuzacek on deck for CS. Claire's 1-1. He comes down and in. Schmitz gobbles that up. Moves our count to 2-1. A little deeper than the Rockies play, at least Gertken in left, I'd say. As Skuzacek's probably 15 feet in front of that where he plays. Trent a little deeper. Thielen playing a little shallow in center. Prima straight away in right. Brady Clair's 2-1 pitch. That is down,
wow.
And Schmitz with a big scoop right there, saving a run. That gets by Cole. That's a lead for the Rockies. So nice job by the veteran.
That is a huge save by Cole.
Not his first rodeo behind the plate. As 3-1 the count now. Good time to hit for the Rocky catcher, Kelvin Kaltoff. Geislinger at second base. It's Duffner at third. Brady set, a deep breath, lefty comes home. 3-1 pitch, tapped on the ground towards short. Elshire fields a high second hop. throws across the diamond in the air, and it's caught by Adams, 6-3. Claire dances around the Flames, and the Rockies leave two big ones on second and third. They had no runs on no hits, one Richmond error, two runners left on base. We've played three. Each team has scored two. On to the fourth, coming up in 1 minute. It's Region 15C Baseball here on your Friday nights, opening nights here in Cold Spring. Randy and I back in 1 minute.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700.
Region 15C Baseball on your Friday night, brought to you by El Rosa Lumber, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. If you ever want to go to a wedding reception, that's where I'd go. Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Value out of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, and Farming. As Cole Schmidt steps to the plate for Richmond in the fourth, he looks at a ball. Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Brinkers 1-0, Schmitz hammers this one deep to left. Skluzacek goes back, it's foul, and that ball will land in the skate park here in Cold Spring. Cole got a little handle shot on his sack fly earlier. That was plenty of barrel on that one, Randy.
That was up there. That had airtime.
Also brought to you, Region Baseball, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, John Dold, Century 21 Realty, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM in Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots, and Westside Liquor out of Waite Park. The 1-1 offering from Brinker to Schmitz is missing down and in. Moves our count to 2-1. As I had mentioned, Randy, Cole had that sack fly. Two Skluzacek and left that scored. Trent Gertken, the second Richmond run back in the first inning. Richmond has been held off the board since then. 2-1 the count as Brinker's 2-1 to Schmitz. That is tapped foul by Cole at home plate. Moves it to 2-2 to number 22 in a 2-2 game. As Justin Schrader on deck for Richmond, Logan Elshire, ready lefty-lefty, the big boy part of the Royal lineup. As 2-2 the count. Brinker gets the sign from Kaltoff. Lefty ready. His 2-2 offering off the corner for a ball to fill it up at 3-2. Now, we have a pretty good vantage point strike zone-wise, Randy.
Uh-huh.
He didn't miss by much there.
He did not miss by much, but I think that was a correct call by the home plate umpire.
Tom Swanson's zone's been pretty good thus far through three complete frames. Brinker's probably disagreeing with that. Payoff pitch to Schmitz. Off speed is laced and caught on a dive by Jonas at third. David may be looking over into that third base Richmond dugout at Dalton Seal and say, hey, I can play too.
Yep, absolutely. He's doing those little mini Superman imitation there over at third. That was just a mini dive.
Didn't need the full extension.
Didn't need the full.
Get over a little bit. So Schmidt's out on a line drive. That'll bring Justin Schrader to the plate. Schrader, the designated hitter, as he looks at a first pitch ball from Brinker.
Justin played with the Atwater Chuckers for a lot of years, didn't he?
Correct, yeah. Justin was an Atwater Chucker, bought a house in Richmond, called the then Royals manager one time and said, hey, can I play? And I said, you the guy who used to play for Atwater? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, you can play. As the ball hit up the middle, knocked down by New at short, composes himself, picks it up, and has enough time to throw out Schrader at first. Nice stick-to-itiveness right there from Jordan New, and a big out number two.
I saw Justin glance after that ball get picked up initially by New, the shortstop. Then he bobbled it, and Justin glanced over at the shortstop, maybe slowing down a little bit already, Kirby.
Just a bit.
As we get a whiff of the hamburgers up here. Waiting. Are they piping it up here or what?
I was waiting for my bloodhound to the right of me to get that smell because I knew he was going to say something as Elshire looks at a ball. I just knew once you got a sniff of it.
I got an evil nose. It just smells everything.
And you caught the whiff of burgers. That's for certain. I think I have a hint of fried onion in there too. And I'm not complaining as the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike at the knees. To Elshire.
You know, there's a great side story with the Elshire brothers and your former scorekeeper at Richmond.
There is. As the 1-1 offering from Brinker to Elshire, big hack and a miss at that one. Chase Elshire, Logan's older brother, bought a house in Richmond. And that house just so happens to belong to the late great Hall of Famer, Art Schlungit.
Yeah.
So Artie's last gift to the Royals was the left side of the infield. And the 1-7 hitters, Elshire skies this one. Kultoff back for a look. Kelvin has a play. Kelvin makes the play to retire Elshire. Artie's not going to like that one wherever he's watching this. And that does it for Richmond in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no rocky airs. Some nice defense by Cold Spring and nobody left on base. 3.5 here in Cold Spring. Still tied at 2. On to the bottom of the fourth coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM and MyChasm.com.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
Bottom four, it's the bottom of the Rocky order, and that reads Kluzacek, Humbert, and Lynn for Cold Spring as they look to break a two-all tie. It's Randy Rothstein. It's Kirby Hemish with you here in the Jack Bell press box at Cold Spring Baseball Park. And Randy, you've been coming to this park your whole life. It's never looked bad, but boy, does she look good right now.
I was just thinking as you were talking last inning, I mean, the remodel that they did, basically the overhaul to the old Cold Spring Park. And I think when we were playing with aluminum bats yet, the talk was, well, we got to move that fence back a little bit. Then they went to wood bats. You know. So now here you got this big fence. And then, of course, a number of years back, you basically made it all black.
Yeah.
Put in new turf, right?
Exactly.
Seeded it.
Every blade of grass out there is about 6 years old.
Yeah.
Right now. So
looks immaculate.
You talk about that moving the fences back. They had to. The Josh Leshes and the Ben Griffins and the Ron Terraces of those late 90s Springer dynasty teams. The games were, they were picking on those light towers up there too much,
That's
Randy.
Right.
They had to bump the fence back a little bit. As Kluzacek swings through Claire's first offering. One strike the count is Brady right back. The lefty's one strike offering. That is missing down. Now 1-1. Nick struck out. He was one of three strikeout victims for Brady Claire thus far on the evening. That was back in the second inning, and that was a big strikeout at the time. But the guy on deck, Brock Humbert, picked up his teammate with that big RBI single as the 1-1 pitch missing down and into Kluzacek. Now 2-1. 2-1 the count. As Claire gets a fresh baseball. That one got past Cole Schmitz. Now Brady's going to step off the back of the rubber. Played his summer league ball in the old Carolina League. The Swepsonville Sweepers, something like that. That's where Brady played collegiate summer ball. As the 2-1 pitch missing down and away, now 3-1. Kluzacek seven hitter, but he's got some pop in that seven spot for Cold Spring. As Brady's 3-1, missing down and away, it's a five-pitch walk issued to Nick Skluzacek to get things going in the fourth. Now, this guy's got two RBIs already, Randy, but I think we'll be watching the top hand of Mr. Humbert.
I would think so. Of course, Humbert, the old adage, put the ball in play and make something happen, and he was the recipient of a couple RBIs there in the second inning.
RBI single off that first base line. Scoring Kaltoff and Geislinger as he does bunt, puts it right back on the ground to Brady, who doesn't even look at second, flips it to first. Adams gets back and covers, and the sacrifice in order.
That makes the managing job so easy when the guy puts that bunt down on the first pitch, isn't it? And he puts it down the line a little bit that your pitcher has got to come off the mound. And, yeah, perfect bunt by Brock Humbert.
You don't have to debate after a poor bunt attempt on one strike and think to yourself, oh, man, is he – I know. Am I just wasting my time here? Should I just tell him to hit? So, yeah, like you said, remove the doubt. Put the barrel on the ball, put it down, and go slap hands in the first base dugout. So runner in scoring position is the go-ahead run for Nick Skluzacek and the Rockies as ninth place hitter Brady Lynn into the batter's box. Walked on a nice at-bat his first time up as he looks at a first pitch ball from Brady Clare. Royal outfield just a couple steps in now after the runner moves into scoring position. Thielen way in center field. As 1-0 the count, big breath from Brady as his 1-0 pitch. That's below the knees now, 2-0.
2-2 our score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That flag out in center field just standing by itself. There.
Not a lot of action if you're looking at Old Glory tonight. You are not counting stars on it. That's for certain. Clare falls behind. His 2-0 pitch. That is in there for a strike, moving our count to 2-1. You walked him the first time. He fell behind 2-0. Was curious to see if Brady Lynn was going to get a green light on that one, Randy.
Right.
You had a pretty sneaking suspicion that Clare was coming with something. 2-1 the count. The lefty set, couple looks at Skluzacek at second base as the 2-1 pitch. That's missing in, and that gets past Cole Schmitz. And on to third will go Nick Skluzacek on a pass ball. So 90 feet closer moves Nick Skluzacek, and the Rockies get that runner to third base, and the Royal infield's going to have to come in. Or not. As up the middle, Elshire and Buddy stay. Logan Elshire and Dusty Adams on the corners. They are even with the bag. 3-1 the count. As Clare's 3-1 pitch, that's high ball four, and he's walked the nine-hitter twice now as Brady Clare, and that puts runners at the corners and great speed on the pads in the form of Brady Lynn, and that's going to get Cole Schmitz out of the dugout to, I don't know, what do you think, talking about post-game menu items or maybe?
Possibly. Brady, if the ball's hit back to you, I mean, let's try to turn it. That's we've got that potential to get out of the inning here, but Tyler Geislinger, he's a quick runner at home. So what do you do? Do you look the runner back at third?
I think that's basically what it all hems down to right there. Randall is probably not going to turn two on this guy,
right?
So
let's
sure,
get an out,
yeah,
right?
And make sure that Skluzacek's not going home.
Yep,
that we're able to still get an out and not allow the run to score. For Clare, that is his fourth walk of the evening through three and a third, right here. First pitch to Geislinger. That's in there for a strike.
Boy, that first inning, he breezed through it, Kirby, and he was just clicking on all cylinders, got ahead of those hitters. And second, third, and fourth innings have been a struggle for Brady Clare.
2-2 our score. He's allowed two runs. I don't know how you quantify earned runs when he's the one who made the error. As Clare's one-strike pitch, Geislinger skies this one to center. Thielen's got a good arm in center, but is that deep enough for Skluzacek? Dalton with the catch. His throw home. It is cut off by Adams. No play. The Rockies take the lead 3-2 on the sac fly RBI for Tyler Geislinger.
Yeah, exactly, Kirby. And Tyler got it just deep enough. Nick Skluzacek, probably not a speed demon, but deep enough for him to score. And Dalton did everything right. He lined himself up, took a few steps back, came in on it, and Dusty cut it right by the mound because he knew he wasn't going to get Skluzacek at
all.
Well,
and if the ball skips past Schmitz and then you put another run into scoring position with Brady Lynn. There's no sense in letting that ball go through, especially when it was pretty evident that Skuzacek was going to score. But not out of the woods yet for Clare as Jonas steps up, and he's hit the ball hard twice, but he pops this one up right side. Adams over for a look. Dusty has a play. Dusty makes the catch to retire Jonas for out number three, and that does it for Cold Spring in the fourth. But they notch the scoreboard and break the tie, scoring one run, again, on no hits. There was no Richmond airs. One runner left on base. Four in the books. Scoreboard now reads Cold Spring 3, Richmond 2. On to the fifth inning. Coming up in 1 minute right here on your home for Region 15C, it's KASM.
You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night. Ecker Feed, your local big game feed dealer in New Munich, wishes the very best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. For all your feed needs for dairy, hogs, and cattle, talk to the guys at Ecker Feed to have them put together a feed program to fit your operation. Ecker Feed New Munich, serving the area for over 50 years. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament.
New ball game, 3-2 Cold Spring. As we make our way to the top of the fifth, it'll be 8-9-1 for Richmond, and that starts with Dusty Adams. Dusty, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Second look at Jake Brinker. As Brinker ready to rock, Adams into that left-handed batter's box. First offering from Jake. That is in there, is not in there, excuse me, for a ball. So, Randy, you look at Brinker. Dalton Thielen with the sharp single in the first, Gerken with the single, Primus with that big double, Schmitz with the sacrifice. But since then, Richmond hasn't really squared much up.
No, they haven't. It's been all Jake Brinker in the second, third, and fourth here. You mentioned that double by Trent Gerken. That's been the only hit that Brinker's allowed in the last three innings.
And he's not getting to second base if Brady Lynn doesn't dive at that ball.
You got it.
2-0 offering to Adams is right in there. Dusty taking all the way. Looks back at Tom Swanson with a little grin on his face, moves our count to 2-1. It'll be Adams, Clare, and then the lineup turns over for Chase Elshire for Richmond here in the fifth. As Brinker ready, 2-1 offering to Dusty. That's fouled away over the Royal dugout. Moves our count to 2-2. Two in the first for Richmond, three blanks since then. Cold Spring gets two in the second, one in the fourth. That makes our score 3-2. We appreciate you joining us on your Friday night, opening night of Region 15C. As the 2-2 offering from Brinker to Adams, that is hit softly towards second. Big hop for Alex Geislinger. He holds, he throws, safe at first base. Alex stayed back on that ball. And if you're going to stay back on it, Randy, you got to be quick. And
yes,
he wasn't all that quick. And Dusty hustling the whole way, he's aboard with a leadoff single.
Yeah, instead of charging that and maybe taking it on a short hop, he let it play him basically. And that ball maybe squibbed just a little bit as he got it into his glove. He hesitated, and the throw was late to first.
So we watched the top hand of Humbert last inning when the leadoff man got, Skuzacek got on for Cold Spring. We'll have to watch Brady Clare's top hand, see if there's indication of a bunt here. As he stays back, that pitch missing up and in from Brinker. Brady, no indication of a bunt right there.
Blaine Ottman going through some signs over at third base.
This is a managing nightmare when you get a guy who's playing on his third team of the summer, third set of signs, and it's like, gosh, do I have to just go over there? And if he does want him to bunt, do I have to tell him to bunt? As no bunt indication there. Clare with a big hack at that, fouls it into the netting, moves our count to 1-1. Or do you just give him a chance to swing once and now maybe put the bunt sign on?
That swing was a little late. Brady reacted a little late to the Brinker fastball, and it was up by his eyes.
1-1 the count. Royals got the tying run on with an infield single for Dusty Adams. Clare back in the box. Geislinger's cheating towards first. Excuse me. He's thinking a bunt's coming. Brady, no indication. Is this pitch fouled away again? Boy, Jake living on the hands of these lefties.
He is.
Here it is. Bring it on. Right in on your hands. So, Claire unable through the first few pitches to advance Dusty Adams. Top of the order on deck for Richmond here in the fifth, and that reads Chase Elshire. Adams with a conservative lead at first. 1-2 pitch. Oh,
wow.
Boy, just off the corner right there. 2-2 the count.
Talked earlier about take of the night. That's right there.
I mean, if you could ump the game from the right side of the press box, I'd say Brady'd be putting his bat down in the bat rack right now. As it stands, he's going to try to take advantage of the gift he just got. 2-2 pitch. That's fouled away. Stays 2-2. 3 for Cold Spring, 2 for Richmond here in the old Highway 23 region rivalry. Adams that lead at first. Claire back in the box. Brady the big left-hander. Jake Brinker, left-hander as well. Always like a pitcher versus pitcher matchup. As Jake comes home, 2-2 pitch. That's hit on the ground toward short. Diving stop by New. Throws to second in time to retire Adams for a big out number one. Nice play right there by Jordan New, keeping that ball from left field. And a nice exchange right there from Jordan to make sure that they get that lead runner.
You bet. Jordan New doing what he has to, diving in that hole between third and short and coming up with a great play and then throwing a strike to Alex Geislinger, because when you get up and throw, sometimes that throw is going to come wild, and he took his time to make sure he got an out.
All your momentum, all your energy is going to that left field foul pole and to get the body control to, you know, recapture, regroup, and go back the complete 180 direction and go right at the bag at second. Great play by Jordan New. Claire's at first now. Chase Elshire's the batter. 0-2 thus far for Chase with a ground out to the aforementioned Jordan New and a fly out softly to Tyler Geislinger in center. He looks at a first pitch strike. One away. Dusty Adams will be the first to tell you that Brady Claire is a speed advantage over him at first base as Elshire takes a strike right there and chasing a hole at 0-2.
Boy, Tyler Geislinger continues to play a very shallow center field. And you look at his counterpart over in right field, Kirby Brady Lynn, playing pretty deep yet, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Chase calls time at home plate. Lynn, Lynn's probably 30 feet in front of the fence, where Geislinger's got about 60 feet to the fence behind him.
I think Brady Lynn's playing a good 300 feet away.
As the two-strike pitch to Elshire, off-speed missing down and away, moves our count to 1-2. Dalton Thielen on deck for Richmond. Got the leadoff man on. Claire reaches on a fielder's choice after the Adams infield single. 1-2 the count. Chase looking to put Brady in motion right here. Brinker's got other plans. Jake's 1-2 offering to Elshire. That pitch missing low. Now 2-2.
Boy, Jake Brinker just does not want to give in to these hitters, Kirby. He keeps that ball low in the strike zone, wants him to chase. Sorry about the pun.
Pun intended right there. The 2-2 to Chase. That's hit fouled on the first base line. Dylan Jude doing a little two-step. Get out of the way of that one. You get a guy like Brinker, so he grew up the same age as Ryan Hennin. So, you know, all everyone ever talked about was Ryan Hennin this and that. And kind of playing second fiddle where it's like, you know, I'm not bad. I can get some outs. I'm a lefty too.
Jake Brinker's got quite a few innings on that arm. He does.
Yeah. Got some guts. He's not really going to beat himself.
You got to think Ryan Hennin's going to pick up the phone and listen to the game, too, yet at some point tonight.
You'd assume at some point, wherever the Washington Wild things are, as Elshire smacks this one into center field. Nice at-bat for Chase. Moves Brady Claire into second base. Geislinger lobs it in. As Chase, nice job fouling those pitches off. And now Richmond with runners at first and second. Dalton Thielen to the plate. So first and second right here. Good speed on the pads for Richmond. Brinker a little slower to home, but makes up for it. You don't want to run into too many outs, or any outs for that matter. Clare leads from second. Duffner playing behind Elshire at first. First pitch is off the corner for a ball to Dalton Thielen. Dalton thus far singled and scored in the first. Flew out to left fielder Nick Skluzacek in the third. 1-for-2. The start of his region. 3-2 our score in favor of Cold Spring. As the 1-0 pitch to Thielen, that's down and away. Good time to hit right now if you're Dalton Thielen, Randy, with the go-ahead run at first base, tying run at second, and you got a 2-0 advantage.
You know, as a hitter, Kirby, yeah, this situation is like, you're telling yourself, Jake Brinker has got to come with a strike here at some point. And I just got to get ready.
2-0 pitch. Thielen was ready. He hits this in the air to center field. Geislinger going back. He has a play. He makes the catch.
Wow.
Clare tags. He's going to be waved home by Ottman. Brady with the turn at third. The throw in. Safe. He scored from second on a sack fly to center, and we're tied at three.
They're going
to
appeal. They're going to appeal. And we'll see now. There's going to be controversy here. Here goes that throw to second base and the appeal. Did he leave early or not?
Oh! Bryce Eggert, the base umpire, says Clare left early.
Oh!
And that'll do it for Richmond. They take the run off the board. Clare comes out to have a word with the plate umpire. Brady should have nothing to say to him. But the Rockies appealed right away, threw it to second, stepped on the bag, and out at second. So you're looking for fireworks on your Friday.
Oh, oh.
Come to First Street South in Cold Spring. For Richmond in the fifth, they score no runs, taking a run off the board on two hits. There were no Cold Spring errors and one runner left on base. 4.5. Scoreboard still says 3-2 in favor of Cold Spring. On to the bottom of the fifth after we catch our breath in 1 minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Valgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email John.Dold at Century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
Kirby and I are just kind of,
How
are we going to score that?
Yeah, so Geislinger makes the catch in center.
Right.
It's 8 and then 6 to new.
Yeah.
From short to 2, Kultoff at home.
Right.
Back to 4, the second baseman covering. 8-6-2-4, double play.
Got it.
As I got excited because if you score from second base on a sack fly,
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, but there's a reason why he scored from second base on a sack fly, Randy.
He was off a little bit.
Yeah. So they wipe the run off the board on the appeal as the dust settles, and it'll be the meat of the Rocky order here in the bottom of the fifth. They're looking to build off some momentum as it's Duffner, Geislinger, new as Clare back out onto the mound. I doubt he's settled by any means after that play. First offering to Duffner on the corner for a strike.
I know Brady Clare said something to the home plate umpire, Swenson, and Dusty Adams had to just tell Brady to go back to the dugout. So, yeah, I mean, emotions flying high here.
It's a region game. As the one-strike pitch to Duffner, that's on the corner for a strike as well. Duffner in a hole at 0-2. Austin didn't like that call. He reached on an error by the shortstop Chase Elshire last time up in the third inning, struck out in the first 0-for-2 on the day. As Clare gets the sign from Schmitz, left-hander's ready. His 0-2 offering waved at above the letters, maybe above the chin right there. Duffner out on strikes for out number one, and for Brady Clare, that is strikeout number four.
The second baseman
And if you're Brady Clair, who's been struggling the last three innings, to start an inning, Kirby, with a strikeout, I mean, that's a big momentum builder right there. Hey, Brian Bell and his better half, Shannon, they're listening over in St. Cloud tonight. Thank you for pulling us up on our MyChasm.com.
All right, Hamilton. As the first offering to Geislinger, that's about where Duffner swung at that one. Geislinger lays off for ball number one.
Is that a little code?
Maybe. One ball account. Brian and I, many state tournament trips in our youth to watch some state tournament baseball games. 1-0 pitch missing away as well. Now 2-0. It's amazing the amount of people you run into who, hey, you want to go to that ball game on Saturday?
Yeah. Sure.
2-0 the count for Alex Geislinger. He's 0-for-1 on the day. He's 1-for-1 on the day. He walked and then singled in the second inning, came around to score. Way high right there from Brady. Goes three strikes, and then he comes back with three eye-high balls.
You know, go back to that Tyler Geislinger catch, Kirby. Was that a great catch or what? I mean, he was on a full trot.
Got back on that ball so fast. You just gained so much ground off the Thielen bat. 3-0 pitches in there for a strike to Alex Geislinger. Then to get up, and it ended up not mattering if Brady left as early as they say
True.
He did, but to get up and get a strong throw back in from the ground, not easy to do. You got no momentum from there, and you're going the wrong way. 3-1 pitch, high ball four, as Geislinger reaches for the third time. That'll bring Jordan New to the plate. And New into the batter's box. At first base, it is Geislinger. Yeah, reached in the first on a single, walked in the third, and walked right here. 1-for-1, run scored, two walks for Alex Geislinger. So New's been hitting with a guy on all day. Jordan is 0-for-2. First offering from Claire, that is in there for a strike to Newsy.
New started his career out in Richmond, Kirby.
He did. You got David Jonas, former Royal. You got Jordan New, former Royal. You got Jake Brinker, former Royal. Dalton Thielen, former Rocky. Uh-huh. Jason Primus, former Rocky. So the jerseys have been swapped over the years. No denying. As Claire set, good lead at first for Geislinger as the one-strike pitch is up and in on New. Evens our count up at 1-1.
I know Jordan New, he's been a bunter over the years too. And you look at that third base line right now, he's got good speed. Logan Elshire is playing even at the bag.
Logan Elshire from his Luxembourg days, you know, he's remembering some Drake bunts coming his direction from Jordan New's bat. Claire set, 1-1, one away, one on. 3-2 our score. There goes Geislinger. That pitch is in there for a strike. Schmitz, the throw down to second, is high. Safe at second base on the stolen base for Alex Geislinger. He got a great jump on that one, Randy.
Yes, he did.
As he checks into scoring position.
I just could tell, Kirby, that there was something going on with Tom Ficker, Jordan New, and Alex Geislinger. Even the pitch before, it's like Jordan was looking to Ficker for something to happen, and there it was a straight steal.
You want me to move him, or are you going
to
move
him? Yeah, was a hit and run on? Do you want me to bunt down the line? What do you want me to do?
You going to send him, or what?
But they're looking for insurance now. They lead 3-2.
Why not? Plenty of wood to chop yet in this one. They got 12 outs to get. As this pitch fouled away by New, count stays put at 1-2.
Keeping it away from the trailblazer, that a boy, Jordan. There's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Kirby.
Now, if you park where I park, Randy, Leo's not getting any business tonight. Everyone else seems to look to...
They want to go see Leo.
Feed that Leo wallet. 1-2 the count. Geislinger at second base, good speed in scoring position. Claire's 1-2 pitch to New is tapped on the ground towards second. Geislinger will advance to third. Buddy up with it. Throw over to Adams at first. In time for three to retire Jordan New for out number two. As I had mentioned, Geislinger checks in at third base on that ground ball hit to the right side. And the batter with two down will be Calvin Kultoff. Jordan just kind of topping that one right there. Buddy with that big high hop, and I think Kyle may be learning his lesson that he saw from Alex Geislinger earlier.
Charge it.
The top half of the fifth inning. Go get that ball.
You got it.
So two dead and Kultoff into the batter's box. This is where a night where you've seen a couple balls get past Cole Schmitz from Brady Clair. You really got to be stingy right now if you're Brady. As you want, you of course don't want that run to come in, but you sure don't want it to come in on a wild pitch.
No, no, absolutely.
First offering in there for a strike to Kultoff. Two in the second, one in the fourth for Cold Spring. Richmond went two in the first. 3-2 our score here, bottom five. Clear set, long pause on the mound. His one strike pitch just off the corner right there. I think if Schmitz is setting up out there, that's a strike, Randy. He seemed like he had to reach about across the zone from where he was setting up.
He did. He did.
Tough to reward
sell that.
To reward a strike call on a pitch that missed that far. So 1-1 the count. As Brady set, the lefty with a big deep breath comes home. His 1-1 pitch is hit on the line right at Kyle Buddy. Catch it or go to the dentist on Monday. Kyle elected to catch it, and that does it for the Rockies here in the fifth. They score no runs on no hits, no Richmond errors, and Alex Geislinger left on third base. 5 in the books, 3-2 our score in favor of Cold Spring. To the sixth we go, coming up in 1 minute right here on your home for Region 15C, KASM AM 1150, FM 107.7, 105.5 HD2, and online all the time, mychasm.com.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota, and of course offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.